Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk. Grain futures, we are mixed. We are higher on the wheat, firm on the corn following the wheat and higher crude oil prices today. But the soybean market taking a rest as it's becoming concerned with next week, March 31st, acreage data that possibly could be carrying extra bean acres than what the average guess is right now. We'll see. Because even a $4.50 lift on crude oil is not doing anything to spot beans today anyway. But the strength in wheat, two things. Yesterday afternoon, crop ratings came out. Kansas, Colorado, Oklahoma losing 4 to 6% out of the good to excellent category, which is obviously going to happen, but much more than what the trade was letting on to. The freeze early last week, followed by the 90-degree weather at the end of the week with no rain and no rain in sight right now for the next 10 days. And they always hold out that hope in the 11 to 15 day. But even the 11 to 15 day is not exactly full of rain. What we might be seeing is cold weather returning and a possible freeze scare developing towards mid-April, like April 10th or so, because we can see out that far, not quite, but on the longer experimental models. So for today, wheat does the lead. Does it in Kansas? The May contract up 7.25, 6.10.5. July up 7.75 at 6.26. While the May Chicago up 6.25, 594, July up 6.25, 606.25. Take a look at Minneapolis wheat today. May up 8.75 cents, 635.75. July gaining 7.75 cents to 649.25. While new crop September up 70 cents, 664.75. December, getting ever close to $7. We're up $6.75 there at $6.78.75. Now the corn market, in tow with the wheat, following them higher along with that firm oil prices. It seems like you can overlay a crude oil on a corn chart, and oil's up, corn's up. Oil's down, corn's down. Well, we are up 5.5 cents on the May corn, 465. July up 4.5 at 475. New crop December climbing 4.5 cents to 491. Now on the soybeans, we are off 4.25 cents on May, 11.59.25. July down 3.5. 11.75.5 with new crop November unchanged, 11.46.5. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast. You need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out. At heartlandinvest.com, call us 701-222-0221. Cattle futures, we are higher. Box beef is jumping a bit here today. We have the box beef market choice up $1.07, putting it back at $400. Select up $2.47 at $396.30. We have the premium spread just $4.90 as beef is beef. Feeder index up 24 cents, 361.57 the one day. 362.76 on 4,000 head. So the board has April cattle today up 17 cents, 235.47. June up 15, 234.80. August gaining 37 cents, 232.12. March feeder cattle, pretty much the dog has caught the car. We're up $2.20 at 360.65 with the index literally inside of a dollar. The April feeder's up 232, 354.80. May up 270, 351.05. August gaining 230, 350.57. Hogs, we are lower on the June by 65 cents, 103.75. July off 72 cents at 105.80. Metal markets, gold down $25 an ounce, $4,381. Silver for May down 24 cents, $69.07. The dollar index up 65 cents right now at 99.38 with Bitcoin. For the March contract, down $1,660, $69,085. And crude oil bolting back to the higher levels of the day as it's been announced that Fort Bragg is going to be releasing 3,000 airborne troops to head over to the Middle East, likely being put on the USS Tripoli, which is steaming from the South China Sea into the Arabian Sea. It is the number one class of ship for the job. It can get in close and put troops into the cliffs of the Strait of Hormuz. This is something that the Iranians were not planning on. They thought between their missiles and their navy, nobody would get close to their cliffs. Well, everything's gone. but the cliffs with the missiles in them. So that's what this is about. The USS Tripoli should be there likely at the end of the week. The crude oil market, May up $4.55, $92.70. The May gasoline contract up 16.5 cents a gallon, $3.09. Diesel fuel May up 27.5 cents a gallon, $4.02¾. Any questions? You can always find us at heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening, and you have yourself a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.